Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Bob Thibodeau. Pastor Bob conducts personal interviews with Christian influencers from around the globe, helping Christian authors, recording artists, CEOs, entrepreneurs, nonprofit leaders, and yes, pastors and ministry leaders to get the word out about what they are doing to impact the world with the gospel. Our podcast has been rated in the top 0.5% of all podcasts in the world by ListenNotes.com, so you know your message will be heard. Now, here is your host with today's interview, Pastor Bob Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We're so blessed that you're joining us. How many grandmothers out there are interceding for their children and grandchildren? Let's not just leave it grandmas. How many grandfathers are out there? I can raise my hand on that one. Amen. Praise God. I'm a grandpa to 7 grandkids, and I pray for each one of them every single day, often multiple times a day. Praise God. But I ask this question for a very simple reason. Our guest today is the author of a magnificent book titled Victorious Spiritual Warfare. So simple, even grandma can do it. Amen. Now, it's not just for grandmas or grandpas. It's for everybody. But the idea is, it's so simple. If grandma can do it, everybody can do it. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you, folks, I read this book through, and don't tell anyone, but there's stuff in there that'll preach. Praise God. Amen. I've already picked up something like, oh, I can preach on that. Yes. Amen. Amen. It's a great, great book. Maureen Broderson is the author of this great book. She's an ordained minister in the Four Square Church and serves on the pastoral ministry team at the Church on the Way in Van Nuys, California. She's also a certified John Maxwell team coach, speaker, trainer, certified human behavior consultant with Personality Insights Incorporated. I've been looking forward to today ever since she sent me this book. I'm telling you, folks, there is some great stuff in here that you'll want to wrap your spiritual minds around, but more on that in a bit. One person wrote that Maureen takes the subject of spiritual warfare off the shelves of theology books and onto the coffee table for every believer. Praise God. Help me. Welcome to the program, Maureen Broderson. Maureen, it's a blessing to have you join us today.
Thank you. The privilege is all mine.
I just want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule just to come on the program and talk about your great book and spiritual warfare. Amen.
Oh, gosh, we need it more than ever, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So the first question I always start with is this. Other than that brief information I just shared, can you tell us in your own words, who is Maureen Broderson?
Well, since you began with this, I am a grandma of 3 of the most handsome, wonderful boys in the probably the entire world. But every grandparent gets to say that, and it's true. My husband and I have been married this year 48 years.
Praise the Lord. Me too. Amen. That's our anniversary this year.
Amen. Oh, that's fun. And we still even like each other. And we are in
well,
love.
No.
And God can do that.
Amen.
I didn't go through seminary until I was in my 50s. I had initially talked about going to seminary. I had a pastor. I didn't find out till later that he never went to seminary, but he told me, no, don't do it. It'll ruin you. Just lean into the Holy Spirit. Don't become an academic. And we were new in the Lord. So I followed his advice but I never lost that call. God kept saying, go now, go now, go now. And I finally did. And it was hard sitting in the room with 18, 19 year olds. And I went all the way through and did get a master's degree. We've taught with Cleansing Stream Ministries for over 30 years, traveled the world doing and ministering in the things of the Spirit. And so I have so many ministry stories. Somebody asked me, how long did it take you to write this book? And the truth is 40 years.
Amen.
Those stories in it are a lifetime of ministry. It took about a year to get it all down on paper, but it's 40 years worth of experience.
Amen.
And it is simple. The biblical principles of spiritual warfare are simple. The Word of God confirms that we are born into a world at war, and Christ's own ministry demonstrated kingdom against kingdom.
Exactly.
And we don't need to be afraid of it. A third of his ministry was confronting the darkness, and he did it victoriously. And I love that. And that's his
Amen.
intention for us. So
Amen.
while it is simple, the principles I lay out in the book, it's not often easy
Yeah.
because it begins with us. We
Amen.
want to be vessels that are unobstructed by the things of our past lives and not past lives, our life
Right.
before Christ or
Right. Yeah.
sin we've committed yesterday.
Amen.
We don't want anything to obstruct the move of his spirit within us. So sometimes that can be hard, but God's been talking to me about repentance lately, and I used to push back on it a little because it made me feel badly, and I felt like I'd let God down and disappointed him. And he's showing me, embrace it, cherish it. It's my way of telling you I love you too much to leave you the same. And we don't have to be people who cope. He intends for us to be people who conquer. And my
Amen.
heart absolutely breaks for who I call the prisoner unaware, the person who thinks their life just stinks and there's nothing they can do about it. There is. We do not have to be victims of the assaults of darkness. We
Right.
are born to be conquerors.
How long have you been involved with spiritual warfare? Well, let me rephrase that. Everyone's involved in spiritual warfare in our entire life, but how long have you been teaching people about how to be victorious in spiritual warfare?
Well, we began, now it's been 45 years, and we began being mentored and trained, and as months went by, we were advanced into positions of leadership within the church and at Cleansing Stream Ministries. And now we recently moved, and now I'm on the pastoral ministry team of New Life Foursquare Church in Harbor City. And again, we do ministry and spiritual warfare there and teach equipping classes. And what in my again, my travels around the world, I've discovered that people are really all the same. They want a life that's good and joyful, that abundant life that Jesus promised us. And so many just don't know. They've never
Right.
been taught.
Yeah, exactly. And as you've outlined in your book, Jesus secured the victory for us in spiritual warfare at Calvary. And we fight from a position of victory, not for victory. But how can someone who may not be as actively involved in ministry and spiritual warfare gain the wisdom to know how to fight this battle?
Well, other than reading my book,
That's step one.
I do lead people through a series of prayers at the end of almost every chapter. So there is a lot of information. Again, there isn't a checklist, but there are biblical principles. And the most significant and most important one is that we inquire of the Holy Spirit.
Amen
Because
to that.
in this battle that we are in, we're the only ones who don't see what's going on.
Yeah.
God sees, the angels see, Satan sees, the devil sees, everybody sees but us.
Yeah.
And we cannot move forward in victory without the leading of the Holy Spirit. But God's word promises us that he will lead us into all truth. And if we, years ago, they used to have those bracelets, what would Jesus do? It's a good theory. It's a sound theory. Jesus did not come to demonstrate on earth what God could do. That would have been wonderful and we would have been
Yeah.
in awe. He came to earth to demonstrate what one person without sin, filled with the Holy Spirit, could do in 3.5 years.
Yeah.
So if we ask that question, I believe this is what being a disciple of Christ really is about. It's not about trying to live his life. He did it, and he did it perfectly. He asks us to live our life as he would live it if he were us. So in every situation we find ourselves, we inquire of the Lord, inquire of the Holy Spirit, with the expectation that we are going to hear.
Amen.
I've had people say things like, "Well, I don't think God talks anymore." You and I have been created in his image. And you're listening right now, and I'm talking maybe too much. But, and when you talk, I'm listening. If we're created in God's image, he's talking, and we
Amen.
need to be listening.
Yeah.
And if I came on this broadcast and the screen was blank, I could say, I guess Pastor Robert forgot about our interview, or maybe he decided not to interview me. It's my responsibility on my side of things to get in front of the computer to make sure it's all working and to position myself to hear from you. And that's what we need to do with God.
Amen.
We need to
Amen.
position ourselves to hear from him.
Yep.
So we come with expectation. We read in the first chapter of John's gospel that the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus didn't just give us the word. He is the word. And if we want to hear from him, we need to be near where he is. And again, that's our responsibility.
Amen.
So we spend time in the word, we spend time in prayer, and then we look for the principles of warfare. How did Jesus do it? It
Amen.
wasn't scary. Nobody's
Yeah.
head spun around, nobody threw up green gook. He commanded the enemies to leave. He loved and people were set free. He
Right.
spoke truth and people were set free.
Amen. In the military, when we trained as we would fight, in other words, we make the training as tough and as hard as we could, as realistic as we could, so that when the real battle erupts around us, we're going through basically muscle memory tasks that we know will bring us to a place of victory. How can Christians learn this type of reaction in the spiritual warfare realm and gain the experience to know that you know that you know what to do in situations that require you to take a stand in spiritual warfare?
Again, I think the most significant thing is to lean into the spirit. There are three voices we hear from every single day. We hear the voice of our loving Father God. We hear the voice of our own flesh. Now, if we don't think our flesh talks to us, just think about this, Pastor Rob. If I told you right now, starting right now, you and I, the next 40 days, we're going to go on a complete fast, okay? You
Okay.
know, what is your first thought?
I'm gonna be
Can we
hungry.
wait till after dinner?
Yeah.
Okay, that's your flesh. So we know that that's real. No one talks to us more than us. And one of the renowned counselors in our nation, H. Norman Wright, used to say, if you're the only one you're talking to, you're probably getting really bad advice.
Amen. That's
So
fact.
we need to be able to recognize when we're hearing the voice of our flesh, which is influenced by the things of the world. And then there's the voice of darkness that whispers his lies, that tries to lure us away. The enemy really only has one ambition, and that's to get our eyes off of Jesus. And everything he throws at us is the means by which he seeks to accomplish that one task. And he is relentless in that endeavor. So this is what the gift of discerning of spirits is for, that we read about in 1 Corinthians. We can know whose voice we're hearing, and we cannot rightly respond if we don't know who's talking.
Yeah, that's
So
right.
when God is speaking to us, we respond with obedience. Throughout the scripture, Jesus linked obedience with loving him. If you love me, you will follow my commands. And when we hear the voice of our flesh, we respond with discipline. That's what the disciplines are for. It
Amen. Yeah.
happens by training. It will never happen by trying.
Yep,
So we
that's
have to
right.
make a commitment that we are going to discipline our flesh. And when
Amen.
we hear the voice of darkness, we follow Jesus' example and do what the Apostle Paul told us. Resist the enemy and he will flee.
Amen. Yeah. I've known a few ministers that, let's just say, wanted to engage in the spiritual warfare ministry, and they thought they had it all figured out. But once they engaged in an actual battle, they found out they weren't as prepared as what they thought. And as I said, being in the military for so long and then my career in law enforcement, I find myself sometimes in, let's just say, interesting situations that could have gone south very fast. But through the training I had, the training and the ability I developed to read certain situations, the telltale signs that an individual is about ready to start to do something, which indicated something was about to happen, I'd be prepared for it and react almost instantaneously. And praise God for that training. In spiritual warfare, I guess we could relate that to hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit telling us, hey, watch out, something's up. Is
Amen.
it possible to learn to hear that inner voice well enough to protect us from demonic attacks?
I don't know that we would be protected from the attack itself, but we will we will know how to respond. We will know what to do. And there are things that laid out in scripture, again, principles, that we won't open those doors. I've heard believers say things like, well, I'm a follower of Christ. The enemy can't touch me now. Jesus did it all on the cross. But I don't find that in scripture. And I
Right.
think about it this way. Let's say you left your home this morning and you forgot to lock your front door. You come home this evening, you walk across your porch, you have a big window there, and you glance through the window and you see a thief in your house. Now, does he own your house?
Nope.
No, of course not. Is he in control of what's happening in your house right now?
Yep.
Yep, he is. You have left the door open, in he came. Until we step back, call 911, the police come, they bind him, they arrest him, they take him away. That's a
Amen.
great picture of
Amen.
spiritual warfare.
Yeah.
As followers of Christ, we cannot be possessed by the things of darkness.
Yeah.
That's a word that unfortunately has made its way into some of our translations. But the word daimonizo in the Greek means to be influenced by, to be controlled by. And just like that thief in the house, he's influencing what's happening and he's being controlled by it. So again, we go to the Word of God. We remain watchful. When I used to teach spiritual warfare in seminary, I always asked the question the first day, why have you come and what do you hope to learn? I had a very humble pastor. The first day of class, raised his hand immediately, and he said, I used to think that the devil was a sleeping dog, and if I didn't kick him, he wouldn't bother me. He said, but things have happened in my own life, in my family, in my church, that I have seen lately that that position has not served me well. So I've come to learn everything I can about this devil of ours and figure out what in the world I'm supposed to do about it. And I acknowledged him for his humility, but I saw right away two fatal errors in his assessment of the enemy. First of all, he is not asleep. The
Right.
word tells us that the enemy is roaming like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Now, it's important to notice like a roaring lion. He is not the lion. There is only one, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and that's our Lord Jesus Christ. But it tells us we need to be alert because he's not a dog either. He's a vicious animal, a vicious personality that
Yeah.
is filled with rage, that is filled with the desire for revenge. We read that in the 12th chapter of Revelation. The dragon became enraged with the woman. He's talking about Mary. He couldn't stop the birth of Jesus. And he went off to make war with the rest of her offspring, those that keep the commandments and hold the testimony of Jesus Christ. So, who is that?
Yeah.
All of
Amen.
us.
All of us.
He is
Amen.
making war against us. And we have to be alert because he is never off his guard, and we can't be either. But
Amen.
the word
Amen.
also assures us that he's not the only one roaming. And we read in Chronicles that God's eyes roam to and fro, seeking to give strength to those who are righteous before him. So we have God on our side. And it's important to remember, there is no darkness that the light of the living God cannot penetrate.
That's right.
There is no strength of the enemy that the strength and power and the authority that God has given to us cannot overcome. And there is no lie of the enemy that the truth of God's word does not overcome.
Praise God.
So
That's
one of the
good.
most important, excuse me, one of the most important things is to be watchful, is to be alert, like the
Yes.
watchman on the wall.
Exactly.
It said they were watching to see any move that the enemy would make. And we need to
Amen.
be watchful.
And to be honest, sometimes and more often than most people would like to admit to, we are our own worst enemy when it comes to this. When it comes to putting ourselves in a situation that allows the enemy to attack us at his will.
Amen.
And have you seen this in your ministries? You help folks to identify problems with spiritual warfare?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a whole chapter in my book about it. Could I
Yeah.
possibly be my own worst enemy?
Yeah.
You know, in this ministry, we've seen lots of people who think everything is because the devil's doing it. We blame everything on the devil. And then we also see the side that says the devil isn't real. He's a cartoon character. That's baloney. Neither of those positions serve us well, and neither are scriptural.
I
But
remember, I'm
we,
old enough to remember, and I'm sure you are as well, Flip Wilson.
yeah,
The devil made me buy this dress.
devil made me
So,
do it. Yeah,
yep, amen, amen.
yeah. We have to take responsibility for our own behavior. We're the ones who left the door open.
Yeah, amen.
Paul said, give no place to the enemy. That word place in the original text is topos. It's where we get our word topographical map. We do give a place and he comes in. But we need to learn to resist and we need to take responsibility to stay current with the Lord. I know that's why he's been talking to me about repentance.
Amen.
We can't allow the enemy and deny his presence when we have sinned. We open a door. People have also said that there's no evidence in scripture that believers were assaulted by the darkness. You know, I think we only need to look at Peter right after his
Oh, yeah.
statement, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Not too long after that, he was trying to keep Jesus from going to the cross. And we want to think about what did Jesus do in that moment? He didn't rebuke Peter. He rebuked the enemy. Get behind me, Satan. He was rebuking the voice of who was speaking through Peter.
Amen.
We can't deny
Amen.
that Peter was a follower of Christ.
Hey, folks, Pastor Bob here. We're out of time for today's portion of this great interview with Maureen Broderson. Now, Maureen's been sharing that we are to fight from a position of victory. Amen. Not for the victory, from a position that we've already got the victory. Glory to God. Her book, Victorious Spiritual Warfare, So Simple Grandma Can Do It, is a must-read for every believer, but especially for those who feel it's too hard, or I'm not that smart, or eloquent, or whatever else excuse you want to use. Amen? Drop down the show notes, click the links right there, get in touch with Maureen, but be sure to order a copy of her book, Victorious Spiritual Warfare. I've gone through it. It is great. I mean, I read it cover to cover. I got notes. I'm going to use some of it in some of my sermons coming up. Glory to God. Hey, man, that's how good it is. But be sure to come back for the very next episode because we're only about halfway through this interview with Maureen Broderson. Until next time, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. Please subscribe to our podcast so you can be notified when another episode is published. With over 800 interviews and 1,000 published episodes, Pastor Bob is known as a podcasting expert for helping others to create their own podcast to share their messages with the world. Please visit our website at www.podcastersforchrist.com. That web address again is www.podcastersforchrist.com for more information. Until next time, be blessed in all that you do.